23rd October 1936. Talk number 267. While speaking of the animal companions in the hall, Sri Bhagavan quoted a Tamil stanza by Avve. When the old lady was going along, she heard on one occasion someone praising Kumbhar. She replied with a stanza which means, quote, "Each is great in its own way. What is Kumbhar's greatness when compared with a bird which builds its nest so fine? The worms which give lock, the honeybee which builds the comb, the ants which build cities, and the spider its web," unquote. Bhagavan then began to describe their activities. While living on the hill, he had seen a hut built of stones and mud and roofed with thatch. There was constant trouble with white ants. The roof was pulled down and the walls demolished to get rid of the mud which harbored the ants. Sri Bhagavan saw that the hollows, protected by stones, were made into towns. These were skirted by walls plastered black, and there were roads to neighboring cities which were also similarly skirted with black plastered walls. The roads were indicated by these walls. The interior of the town contained holes in which ants used to live. The whole wall was thus tenanted by white ants, which ravaged the roofing materials above. Sri Bhagavan had also watched a spider making its web and described it. "It is seen in one place, then in another place, again in a third. The fiber is fixed at all these points. The spider moves along it, descends, ascends, and goes round and round, and the web is finished. It is geometrical. The net is spread out in the morning and rolled up in the evening. Similarly, the wasps build their nests of lac, crude, and so on. So then each animal has got some remarkable instinct. Kumbhar's learning is not to be wondered at, because it is God's will, as it is in the other cases." Talk number 268. Dr. Side. What is salvation? What did Christ mean by it? Maharshi. Salvation for whom and from what? Devotee. Salvation for the individual and from the sorrows and sufferings of the world. Maharshi. Whose are the sorrows, etc.? Devotee. Of the mind. Maharshi, are you the mind? Devotee, I shall explain how this question arose. I was meditating. I began to reflect on the grace shown by Christ to some devotees who got salvation. I consider that Sri Bhagavan is similar. Is not salvation the result of similar grace? That is what I mean by my questions. Maharshi, yes, right. Devotee, the booklet Who Am I speaks of Swarupa Drishti, seeing the essence. Then there must be a seer and the seen. How can this be reconciled with the ultimate unity? Maharshi, why do you ask for salvation, release from sorrow, etc.? He who asks for them, sees them also. The fact is this. Drishti, sight, is consciousness. It forms the subject and object. Can there be drishti apart from the self? The self is all. Drishti, etc. Devotee, how to discern the ego from the perfect I-I? Maharshi, that which rises and falls is the transient I. That which has neither origin nor end is the permanent I, consciousness. Devotee, Will continuous thought on the self make the mind more and more refined, so that it will not think of anything but the highest? Maharshi, there is the peaceful mind, which is the supreme. When the same becomes restless, it is afflicted by thoughts. Mind is only the dynamic power, Shakti, of the self. Devotee, are the sheaths material and different from the self? Maharshi, there is no difference between matter and spirit. Modern science admits that all matter is energy. Energy is power or force, Shakti. Therefore, all are resolved in Shiva and Shakti, that is, the self and the mind. The koshas are mere appearances. There is no reality in them as such. Devotee, how many hours a day should one devote to meditation? Maharshi, your very nature is meditation. Devotee, it will be so when ripe, but not now. Maharshi, you become conscious of it later. That does not mean that your nature is now different from meditation. Devotee, what about practice? Maharshi, meditation must always be practiced. Devotee, a Persian mystic says, quote, there is nothing but God, unquote. The Quran says, quote, God is immanent in all, unquote. Maharshi, there is no all apart from God for him to pervade. He alone is. Devotee, is it morally right for a person to renounce his household duties when he once realizes that his highest duty is continuous thought on the self? Maharshi, this desire to renounce things is the obstacle. The self is simple renunciation. The self has renounced all. Devotee, it is true from Bhagavan's standpoint, but for us, my work demands the best part of my time and energy. Often I am too tired to devote myself to continuous thought on the self. Atma Chintana. Maharshi, the feeling I work is the hindrance. Inquire, who works? Remember, who am I? The work will not bind you. It will go on automatically. Make no effort either to work or to renounce work. Your effort is the bondage. What is bound to happen will happen. If you are destined to seek working, work cannot be had even if you hunt for it. If you are destined to work, you cannot leave it. You will be forced to engage in it. So leave it to the higher power. You cannot renounce or hold as you choose. Talk number 269. Devotee, how is all eminent God said to reside in ether of the heart? Maharshi, do we not reside in one place? Do you not say that you are in your body? Similarly, God is said to reside in the heart lotus. The heart lotus is not a place. Some name is mentioned as the place of God because we think we are the body. This kind of instruction is meant for those who can appreciate only relative knowledge. Being immanent everywhere, there is no particular place for God. Because we think we are in the body, we also believe that we are born. However, we do not think of the body, of God, or of method of realization in our deep slumber. Yet, in our waking state, we hold on to the body and think we are in it. The Supreme Being is that from which the body is born, in which it lives, and into which it resolves. We, however, think that we reside within the body. Hence, such instruction is given. The instruction means, Look within. Talk number 270. Mr. G.V. Subbaramaya, a lecturer in English in Nellore, asked, Brahman is the one by whom all this is pervaded. But then, how does Sri Krishna specify the vibhutis in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita? Maharshi, the specifications are in reply to a definite question by Arjuna, who required to know the Lord's vibhutis for convenience of worship. The fact is that God is all. There is nothing apart from Him. Devotee, the individual is said to give up decayed bodies and to take up new ones. Would this statement apply to infant deaths also? Maharshi, you do not know in the first place what is a decayed body and what is a new one. Secondly, jirna and nava are relative terms. What is old to a king may be new to a beggar. The truth is that the individuality signifies the state of embodiment till the time of liberation. Talk number 271. Dr. Syed, how is grace to be obtained? Maharshi, similar to obtaining the self. Devotee, practically, how is it to be for us? Maharshi, by self-surrender. Devotee, grace was said to be the self. Should I then surrender to my own self? Maharshi, yes, to the one from whom grace is sought. God, Guru, and self are only different forms of the same. Devotee, please explain so that I may understand. Maharshi, so long as you think you are the individual, you believe in God. On worshiping God, God appears to you as Guru. On serving Guru, He manifests as the Self. This is the rationale. Talk number 272. Devotee, there are widespread disasters spreading havoc in the world, like famine and pestilence. What is the cause of this state of affairs? Maharshi, to whom does all this appear? Devotee, that won't do. I see misery around. Maharshi, you were not aware of the world and its sufferings in your sleep. You are conscious of them in your wakeful state. Continue in that state in which you were not afflicted by these. That is to say, when you are not aware of the world, its sufferings do not affect you. When you remain as the self, as in sleep, the world and its sufferings will not affect you. Therefore, look within. See the self. There will be an end of the world and its miseries. Devotee, but that is selfishness. Maharshi, the world is not external. Because you identify yourself wrongly with the body, you see the world outside, and its pain becomes apparent to you. But they are not real. Seek the reality and get rid of this unreal feeling. Devotee, there are great men, public workers, who cannot solve the problem of the misery of the world. Maharshi, they are ego-centered, and therefore their inability. If they remained in the self, they would be different. Devotee, why do not Mahatmas help? Maharshi, how do you know that they do not help? Public speeches, physical activity, and material help are all outweighed by the silence of Mahatmas. They accomplish more than others. Devotee, what is to be done by us for ameliorating the condition of the world? Maharshi, if you remain free from pain, there will be no pain anywhere. The The trouble now is due to your seeing the world externally and also thinking that there is pain there. But the world and the pain are within you. If you look within, there will be no pain. Devotee, God is perfect. Why did He create the world imperfect? The work shares the nature of the author, but here it is not so. Maharshi, who is it that raises the question? Devotee, I, the individual. Maharshi, are you apart from God that you ask this question? So long as you consider yourself the body, you see the world as external. The imperfections appear to you. God is perfection. His work also is perfection. But you see it as imperfection because of your wrong identification. Devotee, why did the self manifest as this miserable world? Maharshi, in order that you might seek it. Your eyes cannot see themselves. Place a mirror before them, and they see themselves. Similarly with the creation. Quote, see yourself first, and then see the whole world as the self. Unquote. Devotee, so it amounts to this, that I should always look within. Maharshi, yes. Devotee, should I not see the world at all? Maharshi, you are not instructed to shut your eyes from the world. You are only to, quote, see yourself first and then see the whole world as the self, end quote. If you consider yourself as the body, the world appears to be external. If you are the self, the world appears as Brahman. Talk number 273. Dr. Syed asked, I have been reading the five hymns. I find that the hymns are addressed to Arunachala by you. You are an Advaitin. How do you then address God as a separate being? Maharshi, the devotee, God, and the hymns are all the self. Devotee, but you are addressing God. You are specifying this Arunachala hill as God. Maharshi, you can identify the self with the body. Should not the devotee identify the self with Arunachala? Devotee, if Arunachala be the self, why should it be specifically picked out among so many other hills? God is everywhere. Why do you specify him as Arunachala? Maharshi, what has attracted you from Allahabad to this place? What has attracted all these people around? Devotee, Sri Bhagavan. Maharshi, how was I attracted here? By Arunachala. The power cannot be denied. Again, Arunachala is within and not without. The self is Arunachala. Devotee, several terms are used in the holy books, Atman, Paramatman, Para, etc. What is the gradation in them? Maharshi, they mean the same to the user of the words, but they are understood differently by persons according to their development. Devotee, but why do they use so many words to mean the same thing? Maharshi, it is according to circumstances. They all mean the self. Para means not relative or beyond the relative. That is to say, the absolute. Devotee, should I meditate on the right chest in order to meditate on the heart? Maharshi, the heart is not physical. Meditation should not be on the right or the left. Meditation should be on the self. Everyone knows I am. Who is the I? It will be neither within nor without, neither on the right nor on the left. I am. That is all. The heart is the center from which everything springs. Because you see the world, the body, and so on, it is said that there is a center for these, which is called the heart. When you are in the heart is known to be neither the center nor the circumference. There is nothing else. Whose center could it be? Devotee, may I take it that the self and the non-self are like substance and its shadow? Maharshi, substance and shadow are for the one who sees only the shadow and mistakes it for the substance and sees its shadow also. But there is neither substance nor shadow for the one who is aware only of the reality. Devotee, Buddha, when asked if there is the ego, was silent. When asked if there is no ego, he was silent. Asked if there is God, he was silent. Asked if there is no God, he was silent. Silence was his answer for all these. Mahayana and Hinayana schools have both misinterpreted his silence because they say that he was an atheist. If he was an atheist, why should he have spoken of nirvana, of births and deaths, of karma, reincarnations, and dharma? His interpreters are wrong. Is it not so? Maharshi, you are right.